When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! I don't even know what we're talking about, but I just was so eager to start, Manus.
Well, if you don't, I have plenty. It's been quite a time since our last get-together.
Has it? Do you have an opener?
Actually, I do.
Oh, okay, because I was going to pull up my little list that I was making, but okay. If you have an opener.
I've had the biggest epiphany.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I ripped half my face off with a mask, and people want me to try it on you off of Instagram, so we have to do that, too. So,
why would you? My skin is 20 years older than yours. Why would you
risk? We're just going to rip off a few of those years.
No. I don't do that stuff.
No, you're going to.
No.
Yeah, so just get your head in the game.
You can do my ass.
Why would I want to do that?
Because I don't care if you tear my ass. But I care if you... You know what? I don't heal so well anymore.
That's actually really funny.
Try collagen
like
in your water.
There's always videos of people doing their face with that mask. No one's ever done their ass.
By the way, I bought that one where you're like, ooh, and all this goo is supposed to come out of your face. Nothing came out of my face.
I'm telling you, you had the wrong one.
But skin came off. No, because I looked at the box.
You mean like the Biore pads where your zits come out?
It was supposed to be like that, but it's like the new charcoal thing, but it didn't work.
I'm telling you, one, didn't have it thick enough, and two, had the wrong one, because I have the right stuff, and it comes on thicker, and it, like, pulls stuff off immediately.
Hmm. I won't. And you can do my ass.
I'm not interested
in that. And it doesn't do this right here to my face.
Yeah, look, ripped a hole in my eyeball. Look at that.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
But we're going to do it on you, Manus. No, I refuse. Now, listen to this epiphany I had.
Hit me.
Okay, I'm taking care. Taking care of my sister's farm for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
So I'm out. Yeah. The horses need one of the back paddocks.
Yeah. It's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. Was overgrown with blackberry. Now, did you get blackberry bushes down here?
Mm-mm. They're really hard to grow. Heidi tries it, but
oh god, well, you don't want to because they're a terrible weed. I mean, they grow beautiful fruit, but they're a terrible weed.
Anyway. They're like choke cherries. It's amazing. We had them back up in Montana.
Yeah,
goats. So anyway, goats will go right through it.
Yeah, if you had a goat,
rent a goat.
Could
you can rent a goat,
and then you could do yoga with the goat.
Heidi wants a.
Then you can do yoga.
I've been fighting that goat thing for a while now. I've been keeping that at bay.
Yeah, but you want to get the pygmy goat. You don't want to, because a big goat can be mean. My sister had a goat named Gilligan.
Oh, and that's right. It would ram people.
Yeah.
Probably needed to get its nudies trimmed. That's
But Gilligan was very mean. So anyway, I'm back there clearing the blackberry. But now, if you've ever grabbed a blackberry bush, they're full of thorns. And if you don't wear the right gloves, the thorns go into your hands.
Ooh, God.
Incredibly painful.
Oh,
so I clear, pulling all these blackberries, pulling.
Oops, so you're a gardener too.
Of course. I'm a woman of many, Joseph, the cloak of many colors. Anyway, I realized, the pain in my hands hurt. Now, these thorns are in my hand. It's coming. This epiphany is coming. The thorns are in my hands.
Okay.
And they're slowly working their way back out, right? Because they're going to come out. There's pain. Dig this. Pain when things go in and there's pain when they are released in the healing. Get it? So when you suffer trauma...
I got to stop texting and try to do this again. Wait.
When you suffer trauma, like pain...
Yeah.
It hurt when you're, let's say someone hurts you.
Okay.
Yeah. It goes into you.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Pain.
Pain. Woo.
But then when you're healing that pain, it is just as painful.
Really?
When the pain is released, when the thorn comes out, it is just as painful, sometimes more painful than when the pain happened. And that is what pain, healing is all about.
Pain?
Pain. It hurts when it happens, but to heal that pain, it hurts just as much to heal. It's called
you're
the
wearing
blackberry.
Those two different shades of gray again.
Yes, I am, just for you. Don't
do not
divert this. Feel this.
Okay.
Feel this moment. Do you get it though? Pain.
Yeah. No.
To heal hurts just
you
as much.
You gotta feel the...
As the thorn comes to the surface and wants to come out, it's festering and painful.
Ooh.
Then when it finally comes out, it's like...
Right. No, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Are there any tips to...
The tip is...
Yeah.
Don't think that the pain that went in maybe years ago or is stuck in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't think it's going to easily. You have to deal with pain when it comes out.
Okay. I get you. Okay.
And that's that one.
Well, I no. Okay. Let me try to. hang on.
You know this is an amazing moment.
My mom said yes. And my mom says that, you know, to get over things, you have to go through them, right?
Right.
And grieve it and feel everything you need to feel. So, you know, people are like, oh, I can do that. And she says it's like, yeah, but it literally, without realizing how painful it is, it's like taking a lit cigarette. You know, would you be like, oh, yeah, I got this, and holding it on your skin? You know what I mean? Like, to get over something, you got to go through it. And that's painful, intrinsically.
And that's painful.
Yeah, and people are afraid of that pain, so they kind of bury it and
keep the thorn within you.
But that's painful too, in its own unique way. So it's kind of like Winston Churchill: if you're in hell, keep going, get through it.
Wow, I didn't think Winston Churchill was going to come into it.
He's very quotable.
He is actually.
There's a country song that says, "If you're going through hell, keep on going."
Well, that's Winston. It was
if
Winston
you're going
Churchill.
Through hell, keep on going.
Jillian, you got to slow down, for the devil's gonna know you're there.
Jillian, you got to hop on the wagon, man. You're missing a lot with not liking country music.
Oh, that's the worst.
No, you know what? Get on the chuck wagon, sister.
Let's do an email bag. We haven't done one for a long time. Just some snappy little questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, this is from Nicole. What is Jill's favorite "I'm making dinner but hungry now" snack to avoid eating junk while making dinner?
Carrots.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you'll eat?
Those little bags of organic carrot, little baby carrots. Yeah, because I don't want to get full because I want to enjoy my dinner.
But
like, I need a little something so that I'm not like my stomach is eating itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, podcast crew. This is from Atera. I want to do running day, but have serious nipple chafing. What are some things I can look
People
in
put
sports
Band-Aids.
Bra?
They put Band-Aids over their nipples.
Really?
I've heard you can do Vaseline, too. Is that something?
Yeah, but then it stains your shirt. Just put a Band-Aid over your nipple.
A Band-Aid. Okay. All right. Yes, I'm coming now.
I'm ready.
Hi, Jillian. Do you know anyone who chews and spits their food?
Mm-mm.
Can this lead to weight gain? Are calories and sugars absorbed in the mouth?
Oh, you're saying... Oh.
Like they don't actually swallow their food. They put it in, chew it, and spit it out.
Yeah, it's like getting a...
Yeah.
I knew someone who did that a little bit where you kind of... Like, let's say I want this chocolate. So I'd put the chocolate in my mouth, chew it, and then just before it went down, I'd spit it out. So you kind of get a hit, but you're not really going through
mean,
with it.
It's got to get into your stomach. I'm sure you swallow a little bit of it, but no. Like, first of all, I mean, it's got to go into the stomach and digest it, but I'm sure it gets in your saliva and you swallow some of it. Beyond the physical part, though, like, I don't know how safe that is. I think it would be like, how often are you doing it?
Yeah. To me, honestly,
it's
almost
a little worrisome.
Yeah, to me, it borders a little bit on bulimia. Like a
right? Yeah.
I mean, you're not.
I get it though.
I shouldn't say that. No, you know that's a broad. That's a very harsh way to say it.
I don't know. It's a little. I don't know where the behavior leads. I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
In that area, so you know, I can answer the question literally, which I think we did, but I might pursue a healthier way of
eating. Yeah, of eating.
I would talk to a doctor for that one. I mean, is there a reason you're doing
I would
it?
Talk to a shrink.
Yeah, because yeah. you want the sweets without the calories.
But
yeah.
Then that goes down to like, why not just self-control?
It's hard.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's hard. Yeah. I have like taken a bite of something and then said, you don't really want this, Jill.
Yeah.
I've done that. I've been like, come on. And then I spit it out.
Like, I've done that too. It's,
but
like,
not,
it's not worth it. Is
like
it worth
a
it?
Habit thing where I'm like, okay, I'll eat a box of candies and spit them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that just worries me. I don't know where that goes. So.
Okay. Any advice on breakups? Like, is it okay to take a day off as it's too overwhelming? And can I tell my boss, or does it make me look weak?
Oh, I get that.
I do too.
Yeah.
You know, when you're heartbroken and you go, you know, it's that feeds into feeling guilty for taking care of yourself, but. You know, do you tell your boss? I get what she's asking. Hannah says that. Does it make me look weak?
I don't think it does. I mean, I think that it's like, I just would take a personal day. I don't think anyone needs to know.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why is it, you know what I mean? It's personal. It's work. Why does anybody need to know your business? I'd just be like, I need a day. You know, our employees take personal days all the time.
You know, and I pulled an article on mental health days and how important that is. And just to say, I need a mental health day and to just own that.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want
to like
do
to
that.
Blend that in, can you?
Blend it in.
You want it?
Oh, I could. Yes. Would? Okay. Hang on. Hang on now.
All right, I'm ready.
Hang on.
Go ahead. Go get it. Go get it, Stinky Stinks.
On taking a mental health day now. Make sure you set aside the whole day for you.
Mm.
Like, don't take a mental health day and then
deal with the kids and the this and the
deal
that.
With this, pay bills, blah, okay. blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
Don't let others eat up your free time.
Like, so hard.
You know what I mean? So you finally take this day off and then you allow other people to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to close that out. Still looking at dog shirts for you.
Wow. Don't feel guilty about needing some downtime. So that's kind of what feeds into that.
Well, I get that. But you know what's interesting? Like, if she's just like so devastated, she's like, I just need a day because I feel like I'm going to die, which I get. Part of me though, like whenever I've been in grief, and I can't say breakup grief, but I can say like, well, I remember when I lost my dog and I had to start season, I don't remember what, of Biggest Loser. And I was like, how in the name of God am I going to get through this?
Yeah.
And you kind of go to work and you're like, you have to function.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost felt guilty that I was able to just be like, you know, like shift into gear and move forward in that moment. Of course, then, you know, you get out of work and you fall apart. But maybe it's a good thing because it kind of takes your mind off of it. It gives you a reprieve. But I would say, like, if you really feel like I'm dying inside, like, take a personal day. You have days.
Yeah.
Sick days, vacation days. But I would not be like, I had a breakup and I'm done. Like, it's no one's business. I need to take off blank for personal reasons. You could have a gynecology appointment. God knows Nicole's always taking shit off.
But you know what,
aren't
Jill?
You? Yeah. It's at the DMV.
Oh,
but
my God.
It's doing
hours.
Blood work.
But you know what's interesting?
It's a methadone treatment.
Isn't it interesting how we feel guilty, though, about just saying, I need it? We always have to take it the step further. It's like, it's not enough just to say, I need a personal day. We have to go, I need a personal day because of, and then we just blah, 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 blah.
You feel like you have to
justify what you
why
need.
You need it. Yeah.
It's weird. We do.
I hear you.
Yeah.
This is more, miss. This is more.
I'm going to say, I just want to add on to, you know, when you do have to go. I had a boss who, after I had to put Ellie down, and I remember I took like four days.
Starts with an R.
And, but you know what? She was really cool because she said, you need to come back to work now.
Oh.
And it was, honestly, it was the best thing she could have told me because I was going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like she just was very kind. She just says, you know what, Janice, you need to come back to work now. And it was like, yes, I do. Okay. And it was incredibly helpful because you know how you can? Anyway.
I do know that, to be dead honest with you. Yeah, it's like come back to the land of the living.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm with you, poopy pants.
All right, one more. This is kind of a fitnessy one.
Oh, schnoosh.
Can short bursts of cardio throughout the day be effective?
I mean, look, they're better than nothing. Yeah. What can you define, like, short bursts of cardio?
Hi, Jillian. I've been a long-time
like five
fan.
5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
January. The game is totally different now. I was wondering, okay, because she's got responsibilities with kids.
Yeah.
The game is totally different. I'm wondering if you have any tips to lose weight when I feel like I have zero time and never sleep. Can short bursts of cardio throughout the day be effective? Maybe there's a way to combine that with diet, blah, blah, blah. But I guess...
You got to do the following, right? So you definitely have to be a multitasker.
Right.
And if you are, God, we've talked about this, haven't we? People are like, what's more important, eating or weight exercise?
Yeah.
When it comes to weight loss, it's exercise because you can't starve off the weight. So it's 80 exercise, 20 food. So don't overeat so that you're not adding more calories in, right? We want to burn through stored fat, stored energy. Mm-hmm. So you control what you're eating. So that you're not eating through your exercise. You can dip into your energy stores. Now, if you're in maintenance mode and you're not overeating more than you burn in a day, you won't gain fat. So that's an 80-20 the other way. It's 80% food, 20% activity to kind of keep, you know, the juices flowing. I'm not talking about health. I'm talking about weight loss, weight gain. So if she's watching what she's eating, she's not going to get any bigger, that's for sure. If she's trying to lose weight, instead of just maintain, then she should try to get at least 4 half-hours in a week. And this is where I'm like, you can do it. Have a family member come over and watch the kids on the weekend for a day or an hour. Have trade off at least once or twice a week with your significant other. You know, get it in on a lunch hour. Take the kids to the park. Go for stroller strides. Like, there's a way to do 4 half-hours a week. Yeah. I get that you're tired, but like at some point... You know, you gotta come back to work now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I find that women sort of are like, but I'm a mom, but I'm tired, but this. And it's like, dude, you got to figure it out. If I can figure it out, you can figure it out. And I feel now I'm in a position to be able to say that. You know, before you're a mom, you have to be like, oh.
I know I'm not a mom,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, but like at this point, I'm like, listen, it is hard. You're right. It sucks. You don't get to go to the 60-minute spin class or the 90-minute yoga class or, you know, go chill at the gym the way you used to. No, but like you may have to stick your kids in front of an iPad in a playpen for a half an hour. They're not going to die. It's, you know, I guarantee you found time to do something, even if it's like watching your favorite show and walking on a treadmill. You know what I mean? Like just 4 half-hours a week. Find the time. I just gave you a bunch of strategies. Use one. Trade off with your significant other. Have a family member watch the kids. Do it on your lunch hour. Do it with the kids outside. Get them in the stroller. Get them in the park. Like, go for a hike with the kids. I used to put Phoenix in a little carrier and go hiking in Runyon Canyon. I'd put Lou in a little stroller and Phoenix on my back. I mean, it's not ideal. It's hard when they're really little. Yeah. Give them a TV and work out in your living room. Like, you know how many moms tell me their 3-year-old loves me because they do my workouts in their living room?
Hey, this is interesting about your app. Hey, ladies, I have a question about the app. I've been using it and I love it. Hmm. Now I am pregnant but want to continue but don't know which workout I should choose
now. I'm adding prenatal.
First trimester.
By January.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so first trimester I did Transform
90. Right now, go get Yeah Baby. Oh, she did Transform 90 in her first trimester?
Yeah.
Oh
my goodness. But now what is safe?
Yeah. Okay. So in a perfect world, I'm adding, tell her, go get Yeah Baby and do the program I created. You can even take it out at the frickin' library. And it's like free, you know, take the book out at the library. There's a whole program in there and I'll have prenatal ups. I'm actually putting that entire program from Yeah Baby in the app. We're shooting it this week and it'll be ready by January.
Cool.
All right. I know, schnoozy.
I was going to make this into an email question. But I'm wondering maybe we should call. But it's an interesting... Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for anything, Schnoosh.
Well, Jen wrote in. She said...
you're stinky, menace.
I'd like to... Yes, she did. She said, hi, dear Jillian Michaels podcast. Jen stinks.
Her bummy smells.
Her bummy smells.
Like poopy pants.
Like a poopy pants.
Okay, go on.
Now, some advice and possible insight about a fetish my husband has.
Okay.
About other men being attracted to me.
Okay.
He has shared my pictures with men on websites with my face blurred.
Wait a minute. What kind of pictures?
I don't know. But it really turns him on when they respond saying they want to do things with me.
Strange.
Okay. He says it's a common thing for men to have this fetish. Really, Jake? It's a common thing for men to have this fetish?
I didn't say it was common. I just said that nowadays a lot of people are coming out saying that they're into that. I don't know. I can't relate, but it's like a new thing. It's called being a cuck.
Excuse me?
A cuck.
Cuckold.
A cuckold.
Are you serious?
I've heard that term. But
I've heard that term before.
What's a cuckold?
Either.
It's where you're into your partner being, having doing things with other people while you watch.
I think it actually has a ring.
Isn't that what you call a fishbowl party?
The husband of an adulteress.
There you go.
The husband of an adulteress.
Yeah. That's what a cuckold.
And it's spelled cuckold. Wow. How broad is that? Anyway,
husband of an adulteress.
Not
wife.
Sure how to feel. Would love a conversation about this.
Okay.
All right. Let's call her up, Jakey.
I'm the love doctor.
All right. We're going to get her on the line.
Well,
right
how
now.
Does she feel? I think that's the... It's up to her how she feels. This is really a question for Dan Savage. But you know what? I'm more than happy to...
tackle it?
Yeah.
I can't get to my phone right now. So please.
What? Let's try G.
Yeah, G would probably know.
I want to call G.
We're getting him right now.
Okay, perfect. Let's see.
Hello?
Hello. What's a cuckold?
What's a cuckold?
A cuck.
C-U-C-K-O-L-D.
A cuck. It's called a cuck. Jake?
It sounds like something that grows like barnacle on your cock.
No.
Dear.
No, that's
Good
not
sweet
it.
Mary.
No,
where's that bell when we need it?
No. Jake?
Yep.
Will you tell G what a cuckold is?
It's this thing that people have been getting into where they're into watching their girlfriends get by the
Oh man!
Did is that a thing?
Let me tell you something. I'm in the middle of my day, okay, with my mom on speakerphone.
Hi, mom.
Behavior.
Mama, we are so sorry. We didn't know you were on speakerphone. We would have never said that.
That's okay.
She's cool. She's down.
Yeah, my mom's real cool. There's nothing that you're going to say that she hasn't heard come out of my mouth.
Right. So is that a thing?
Mommy, in your time, was it a thing to have, like, if you had a boyfriend, you let him sleep with another woman and you watch?
Did Claudio used to show naked pictures of you with your face blurred out to family friends?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Right? You should have, though, right?
Oh, not at the time, but he should have done it, but we weren't going to eat out.
Mommy, why don't we start, like, a nude collection of photos on Snapchat for you?
Oh, that would be nice.
Right?
You have to send me first to pee on me, that guy.
Oh no!
No, no one's gonna pee on you. No. That's a different segment. Wait, G.
Oh, mommy.
Oh, wait, G. Did I lose you?
What, baby? No.
Yeah. So is that a thing?
Look at me. We're going to enter the inn.
Oh my God! My mom's giving me directions. No, is that a thing? I don't know. I've never. Jill wants to know that. They read somewhere that the new thing now is for guys to let their girls, or maybe girls let their guys, sleep with other women and people watch them do it.
Oh, no. He's putting pictures of his wife on the internet, and he gets excited when people comment back they're going to do X, Y, and Z to her.
What do you think about that?
I think it's awful, but if Claudio won't do that to me, I will kill him.
Well, that's just boring.
Boring.
No, 48 years of marriage.
No, because I'm boring. Because I, what do you think?
Because you're prude.
Yeah. Sort of.
Sort of. Right there, you. There's a Puerto Rican in her.
Oh my God! So that's not a thing.
You mean let somebody see you?
Yeah.
Jake says it's a thing.
That's not for me.
I'm gonna try it, mommy. What do you think?
I know what you want. It's your body.
Oh, you see? Permission, Jill. Permission.
I think, here's my thing. If as long as her face is blurred out and he has her permission and she's okay with it, I mean, who cares? Isn't that like swinging, sort of, but not?
I'm telling you.
It's like a swingy thing.
That's why my mom's great, because honestly, I've destroyed how good of a person she used to be by all of my filth. that anything, yeah, anything's game. Anything's game for her.
Yeah, all right.
He does it fine with me.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, mommy, don't get dramatic.
What'd she say?
She says, "As long I love you, but as long as you don't, you, anything you do is okay, as long as you don't kill someone or steal." I said, "Don't get dramatic."
Oh, yeah, no, he doesn't do that. That's more my thing. Yeah. He's kind of, you know, he's sensitive. Yeah. All right.
Let me just...
So it's not.
Well, how's the new studio, guys? Do you like it?
Oh, it's fancy.
Lovely. Really
nice. I took Janice out to meet everybody. And
oh, God. Yeah. Jesus, Jill. What was she wearing?
Oh, she's just wearing black.
She
looks okay.
I look quite nice today. Yeah. I didn't wear
there's
my...
There's a new cute girl here for Jake. Her name is Sydney. She's super cute.
I like it.
There's a big brother here named Quay, who's going to be my favorite. Quay and I are going to do push-ups later. And,
mm-hmm. And Kevin's here.
There's Kevin, the European guy. He's nice. And
oh, nice.
You know what they have in their refrigerator? A cold brew that's
Lucky
not out? Nope.
Take it all and break it.
I'm going
take
to.
It
and it's not organic. Poisonous piss water is what it is, Kevin. You fuck. Kevin, you're killing people with this. Kevin.
I told him to bring that Lucky Jack.
Kevin, what in the F word, Kevin? How do you live with yourself? You're going to get sued.
I can't.
All right. Well, Kevin, are you a cuckold?
No.
No, we're fine.
All right. Oh, my God, we've got cuckold. Oh, listen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are in the new spot. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'll come visit soon, and you'll have me on, and we'll ruin your listeners.
Okay, I'm excited.
Thank you, G. Thank you, Mommy.
I love you guys
Bye,
very
Mommy.
Much. Bye, everyone.
See you, dude.
Bye. Bye. She's like, whatever. She flipped me off.
Oh, okay.
I locked her in the car.
Oh, that's good.
Come on.
Good for you.
Bye, guys.
I locked her in the car.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
So on the line, we have Joey Parsi, who is the founder and CEO of Giggles and Hugs and who has a interesting partnership with Jillian. Yeah. So yeah. Joey and Jillian, have at it.
Hey, Joey, how are you, bud?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I'm really, really excited, Jillian.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Thank you for coming on. Now, for those of you who may not know this, I am an investor in a company that Joey started called Giggles and Hugs. And essentially, it's a very healthy and active mommy and me place. And I knew about it because my partner Heidi would take my kids to the Topanga, the Westfield Topanga Mall location here in California, and would go there every single week. And then when the opportunity came up to invest in it, I was called Giancarlo and was like, oh my God, you have no idea. Like, there's the place is packed. Heidi goes every week and what have you. And so we began this great relationship. And one of the things that Joey and I were talking about, because it's the plan for the company, I'll let him expand into that, is, you know, to roll out more locations, obviously. But it's like, what can mommies do right now that don't have access to a place like Giggles and Hugs? So first, Joey, tell me, so people really understand what Giggles and Hugs is and does, tell me about who you are and why, or tell the audience, obviously I know this, who you are and how the company got started.
Okay, great, sure, no problem. So, well, first of all, thank you for being such an incredible mom, such a great, incredible entrepreneur, such an incredible customer of ours, and now such an incredible partner of ours. Giggles and Hugs is a family restaurant and play space that was designed for families, for parents specifically, with children, particularly small children or toddlers, to go to and dine and have a great time and you know, eat while the kids get to play and do all the things that kids love to do. You know, it started really because of my wife and I's own needs. I'm sure you probably have been there as well, Jillian, given that you have small kids as well.
Yeah.
You know, going out to eat with kids becomes really, really challenging. You know,
if you, you don't want to give them a screen and stick them in the corner. Just talking about this.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is not
right.
Fair.
They want to run around.
Yeah.
Exactly right. They want to run around. They want to play. They want to scream and yell and experiment and throw things and spill things. And unfortunately, you know, it's not a typical restaurant is not conducive to that. And so what ends up happening to people like you or me or anyone, any family with children, with small children, toddlers specifically, is that when you go out to eat, it becomes, you know, you're waiting for that next disaster to happen.
Yeah.
You know, people start to give you dirty stare. Exactly.
So true.
You know, they start to look at you funny.
Just talking about this. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, they make you feel like you're an alien because your kid, you know, threw something or threw a tantrum or, you know, cried or screamed or what have you. And so, anyway, the point being that that happens to all families across the world, not just in Los Angeles, not just in California, but literally across the planet. And so what ends up happening is basically, you know, people, like I said, people look at you funny and make you feel uncomfortable. And so we decided, my wife and I decided, we're going to change that. We're going to create a place where parents could go to, and they don't have to be in the constant fear of the next catastrophe happening. If your kid drops, drink and spills it everywhere, it's okay. If your kid wants to walk around and talk to everybody, it's okay. If your kid wants to throw a tantrum, it's okay. But most importantly, we try to get the kids engaged and active so that they don't have to worry about all those things. They're inside the play area, which is inside the middle of the restaurant. They're, you know, it's filled with all these incredible, you've been there, it's filled with all these incredible, you know, climbing structures and the dragons.
Jungle gyms and ball pits and freaking magician shows. And it's awesome. It's perfect.
Exactly. And so they're free to do what they want to do and play and be active and be entertained and engaged. And then you and I are therefore allowed to be able to sit and have a glass of wine in peace or have a meal in peace or talk to each other and have an adult conversation. Everybody's happy.
That's one of the things that we love so much about that environment. And I think that every parent can relate. But what you also didn't mention is that the food is also not disgusting. It's like every kid's menu, because it's like, well, I know I can go to, and I won't name them because we don't need to get sued. But yes, there are a host of mommy and me places where you can let the kids run rampant. But we all know the food is complete crap. Complete.
Yeah, you know, I agree 100%. That's exactly one of the things that we really wanted to prioritize when I first thought of starting this business, this company, and coming to the rescue of parents. We knew that, you know, as parents, we knew that we can't feed our children all this processed foods and, you know, this powdered Kraft mac and cheese that we all had used to do, all this, frankly, crap that we've been feeding our children throughout the years. We now know better. We now are educated, and we know kids should be eating healthy stuff. You know, this is all what you're all about, you know, and thank you for doing all the things that you've been doing. And so we knew and recognized food was a very critical component of our success. If we're going to be successful, food had to be extraordinary. And so we did just that. You know, our restaurant offers a menu filled with organic stuff. Everything is organic when available, obviously. All of our meats are hormone-free and locally sourced. All of our sauces, all of our dressings are made fresh daily in-house. And then to sort of kick it up a notch, what we do, particularly for the kids, is we infuse healthiness for them by pureeing vegetables in kids' favorite foods and hiding it in them. And so when you eat a pizza, order a pizza for your child at Giggles and Hugs, it looks just like a regular cheese pizza, but really it's a vegetarian pizza because what we've done is we've pureed mushrooms and spinach and squash and all the stuff, put it into the tomato sauce, hide the cheese, put the cheese on top and hide it, and voila, you have a great pizza, but it's really and it's even more delicious than a regular cheese pizza. And so these are the kinds of things that we do for foods in terms of kids' meals. But we also have, you know, Alaskan wild salmon with ginger sauce that we make available for the grown-ups, for the adults, because, you know, you're just as important to us as your children.
It's so funny listening to you talk. I feel like I'm listening to myself talk about a project, and it's like, and then you know what else we have? And then another thing. And then guess what else we did? And then here. And it's like, because there's so much that, and
I'm
you want to
so
like,
excited.
I know. You know that it's from the heart, and it's authentic, and it's real, and it's passion. And, you know, and then there's an inherent problem, Joey, one that we're all working on, is that there isn't a Giggles and Hugs everywhere right now. So try some of these tips.
Hopefully.
But so first of all, can I ask you something? Can we put tips on the Giggles and Hugs website?
It's a great idea. And I think, in fact, we're doing just that. Not just tips about healthy eating and tips about all the activities and great games that you can do with the kids to keep everyone sort of engaged and happy and active. What we're now doing is we're launching a series of seminars that we're doing for parents, experts in various fields, you know, doctors and psychiatrists and therapists, on how and in what ways you ought to, as an example, I'll give you an example. One of the things I go through, and I'm sure you probably go through this too, Jillian, every time I walk into a store, I don't care what store it is. It could be a wine store, my little five-year-old will find something that I need to buy for him right there and then. I mean, you got to buy this right now. I need it right now. And if you don't, all hell breaks loose. So how do I say to a child, no, you can't buy this? How do I say it in the right way? You know, how do I do it properly where I'm not sort of bashing his hopes, and at the same time I'm educating him about, you know, well, you have to respect money. We can't just go out and buy everything that you want every time you want it. And so what's the proper way to engage with that child when this happens? And so Giggles and Hugs is going to launch a series of seminars where we're going to have world-renowned experts come and talk to you as a parent and explain to you how to do these things, you know, how to tell your child no when they want something in the right way, how to get your child to do their homework in the right way, how to get your child, you know, all these things that we as parents want to know and want to know how to do it the right way. We're going to offer those series or those tips or instructions to you as part of us trying to do the right thing for our children.
I love it. And Joey, where can people learn more about Giggles and Hugs, about the company, about finding a location in their area, about our current rollout strategy and all of that?
So, right now we're only in California, but we are looking to expand across the planet. Pretty soon you guys are going to be able to get into a Giggles and Hugs for yourself. But for now, you can go to our website and visit us and get these tips. Or if you want to listen to these experts, we'll have the videos posted on the site. We'll have blogs. We'll have all kinds of ways for you to access all the information and all the great things that we do at our current locations.
And that's all at gigglesandhugs.com.
And it's Giggles N, the letter N,
hugs.com. Thank you so much, Joey.
You're the best.
Appreciate it, you guys. Thank you for having me on, Jillian.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less. And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.